Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at the letter V. V says V. And I can't wait to do this with you. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means you need to please follow directions and do something, especially if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, I need you to do that for me. And it will be okay, I promise, because you can finish coloring or writing at the end, okay? All right, let's get started. Let's begin by writing our name at the top of our paper. Please write neatly so we can read your name and figure out who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. And when you're finished writing your name, you can go ahead and put your pencil down. You don't need it for a while. We're going to start out by coloring this page. So there's a lot going on in this page, and what we're looking for are items that begin with the letter V and make the V sound at the beginning. V says V. It's a fun sound to make. You try it. V says V. Good. All right, so let's look at our picture. The little girl in the picture, her name is Vanessa. Vanessa begins with the letter V. Vanessa. So we're going to start by coloring Vanessa's hat. We're going to color her hat purple. So find some kind of a purple crayon. I'm actually going to find my violet crayon, and I am going to color her hat violet purple. Violet is a fancy way to say purple. So go ahead and color her hat purple, but we're going to say it's violet. Vanessa has a violet hat on. Both of these words begin with the letter V and make the sound V. Vanessa has a violet hat. V, Vanessa, V. V, violet, V. These both begin with the letter V, what we're working on, and make the sound V. Vanessa, violet. Yes. I am finished coloring my violet hat, or Vanessa's violet hat, but I'll give you a few more seconds, and then we'll put down our violet crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's color Vanessa's hair. We already colored her hat, hello. Let's color her hair brown. Find some kind of a brown crayon, and let's color Vanessa's hair brown. So Vanessa and Violet begin with which letter? Yes, V. She has some hair sticking out from under her hat, and then she has her pigtails. So get all of that hair, the part coming out from under the hat and her pigtails. So V, Vanessa, V. V, Violet, V. V is our letter for the day, and it says V. V. She is very cute. I like her. Very. She is very cute. Very begins with the letter V also. V, very, V. V, very, V. Okay, I finished coloring her hair brown, so I'm going to put my brown crayon down. I'll give you about 5 more seconds. 5, 4, finished or not, please put down your brown crayon. 3, 2, and 1. All right, boys and girls. One thing that Vanessa is wearing besides her violet hat, she is wearing a vest. That's a vest. It has pockets and it doesn't have sleeves. It's a vest. You might see a vest on a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout, or sometimes people wear fishing vests. We're going to color her, or a sweater vest. Sometimes there's vests that are made out of sweater material. We're going to color her vest green. Can you find some kind of a green crayon? And we'll color her vest green. Her vest is not, it does not have sleeves, but it has a bunch of pockets. So vest begins with the letter V. V says V. V, vest, V. V, vest, V. Vanessa has a vest. Vanessa has a violet hat. Vanessa, violet, vest, and very all begin with the letter V. And they all say V. They all say V. That's fun. I like the letter V. I like the way it sounds. V. V, vest, V. Vanessa has a violet hat and a green vest. She is very cute in her violet hat and vest. I have finished coloring her vest. I'm going to ask you to put down your green crayon in 5. Finished or not? 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. Vanessa is next to a table. Shall we color the table? Does table begin with the letter V? Table. No, we're going to leave the table alone. What about the vase of flowers on the table? There's a vase. Yes, we're going to color the vase. Vase begins with the letter V. Let's find a red crayon, some kind of a red crayon. I'm not picky. It could be red violet if you want to. And let's color our vase red. Violet has a vase on the table. Vase begins with the letter V. V, vase, V. V, vase, V. Good job. All right, so her vase is filled with pretty flowers. Vanessa has a vase. Vanessa has a vase. Vanessa has a hat. Vanessa has a vest. And she's very cute. Like a little girl, she's cute. All right, I finished coloring my vase, my vase. So I'm going to put down my red crayon. I'm going to ask you to put down your red crayon in about 4 seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Boys and girls, on the table next to the vase is a bunch of food, but they're a special kind of food, and it begins with a V. Do you know what kind of food all of those are? Vegetables, you got it. Vegetables begins with the letter V. Vegetables. So let's color the one that looks like a tree. That's broccoli. So let's color the broccoli green because broccoli is green. So go ahead and color the broccoli green, some kind of green. It's the vegetable that looks like a tree, a fluffy tree. That's called broccoli, but it's a vegetable. V, vegetable, V. V, vegetable, V. Vegetable begins with the letter V. I wonder if Vanessa likes to eat vegetables. Do you? I like some vegetables. I do like broccoli. Yum. V, vegetables, V. Vegetables begins with the letter V. Vanessa has some vegetables along with her vest and her vase and her violet purple hat. Okay, I have finished coloring the vegetable broccoli. So I'm going to put down my green crayon. I'm going to ask you to put down your green crayon in 5, 4, finished or not, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, another vegetable there is the carrot. Let's find our orange crayon, some kind of an orange crayon, and let's color the carrot orange. Carrot is a vegetable too. Vegetable begins with what letter? We just talked about it. Yes, V. Vegetable begins with V. V, vegetable, V. And a carrot is a vegetable. I'm only coloring the carrot part orange, not the greeny leafy part orange. It's okay if you color that orange though. I'm all right with that. So the vegetable carrot is orange. And we have the vegetable broccoli green. The carrot was small, so I'm finished. Take 3 more seconds and put down your orange crayon. 3, 2M1. There are two more vegetables. We've got a tomato and a corn, but we're going to leave those alone. We're not going to color them. That's part of the listen part. We're going to leave those alone. Listen and follow those directions. Do not color those. So we colored the vegetable broccoli green and the vegetable carrot orange. Should we color the ball? Do you see the ball on the ground next to the table? Ball? Should we color that? Does that start with a V? No, leave it alone. But how about the violin? The violin? Yes, violin begins with V. We need our brown crayon for that. Let's color the violin brown. Go ahead and begin. Violin begins with the letter V. V, violin, V. The violin kind of looks like a guitar. It's an instrument. It makes pretty music. I do not know how to play it. Nope. Do you? V, violin, V. Violin, V. So another word we've got, so far we have violet, Vanessa, vest, vase, vegetables, violin, and another one is vacuum. Vacuum. I like to vacuum. It makes me feel, I don't know. I just like to vacuum. Do you like to vacuum? My dog is afraid of the vacuum though. So it makes me laugh when I pull it out because she doesn't like it. I don't chase her with it because that would be mean because she's afraid, but it's just funny. So vacuum, V, vacuum, V, and V, violin, V. So violin and vacuum begin with the letter V. You can go ahead. Next to the violin is the bow. That's what you use to play along the string so it sounds and it makes the music. You can color it. Looks like a long, like two long sticks together. That's the bow, or at least I think that's what it's called. I sure hope so. That's the violin bow, so you can make the music. So V says what? What does V say? Yes, very good. All right, I am finished coloring my violin. It was pretty big. And I finished coloring the bow, and that was pretty big. So I think I'll give you about 8 more seconds, and then we're going to put down our brown crayon. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we're going to put our crayons away. We're going to do a little bit of writing. So let's start on number 1. If you look at number 1 and you pick up your pencil, you'll see 3 capital V's in a row. We can also call these uppercase letter V's. We're going to trace them together. Ready? Start on number 1. Trace that very first capital V. Trace it. V says V. Scoot over. Trace the next one. V, V. Scoot over, trace the next one. Capital V, V. Scoot over. There's nothing to trace because I want you to practice writing your own capital V. Go ahead, write your own capital V. V, V. Scoot over, do it again. V, V. Scoot over, there's one last line. Write your capital V. V, V. Now let's look at number 2. There are 3 lowercase V's in a row. Let's trace those. Ready? V, V. Move over. Trace it. V, V. Move over. Trace it. V, V. Move over. There's nothing there. Oh no, there's nothing there. What do I do? Yes, write your own lowercase V. V, V. Move over. Do it again. V, V. Move over one last time for extra practice. Write your own lowercase v. V, V. All right, look at number 3. There is a row, if you look across, of dark black letters. I want you to find the capital V's, and I want you to circle them when you find them. Go ahead, we're on number 3. Not on number 1 or 2. Don't circle the V's you traced or the V's you wrote. Just look on number 3. The dark black letters. Can you find capital V and circle it? Okay, how many did you find? How many did you circle? I did too. I found 3. 1, 2, 3. Now stay on number 3 and circle any lowercase V's that you find. Look for the lowercase V's. Again, we're still on number 3. Don't circle the ones we traced or the ones we wrote. Stay on number 3, the dark black letters. How many lowercase v's did you find? I did 2. I found 3. So we circled 3 uppercase v's and 3 lowercase v's. Awesome. Okay, number 4 has some pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you. If it starts with the letter V and makes the V sound, I want you to circle it. Ready? The first picture is kangaroo. Kangaroo. Nope, leave it alone. The next picture is a bird, but it's a special kind of bird. It's called a vulture. Vulture. Yes, circle that. Vulture starts with the letter V. You can hear it. Vulture. Scoot over. Volcano. Volcano. Yes, circle it. I hear it too. Volcano begins with the letter V. How about telescope? No, leave it alone. Scoot over. How about cookies? Yummy. Cookies. No V there. The last picture is a boy. He is voting. Vote. Yes, circle it. Vote begins with the letter V. Vote. So we circled vulture, volcano, and vote. And friends, we finished the whole activity. We are V experts. Yeah. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time.